was it like to be back on Saturday night?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, the result was disappointing, clearly, but just happy to be playing again. And, you know, when the boys are winning games and stuff, you know, it's hard to get in. You know, your team's playing well. They don't make too many changes. And we've still got great depth there. So, you know, not by any margin is my sort of spot solidified or anything. We've still got to play good footy and we've got to get back on track as a team as well.
Did you see it personally as a challenge to get your form, I suppose, up in the sample in the last few weeks? Like Ken mentioned, you sort of, your form was irresistible, is what he said pre-game. Did you just, I suppose, have it that you needed to actually play well in the sample, get yourself back in that
situation? Obviously, we've got a lot of depth here and you need to be playing well. And especially, you know, you might have to do it for 4 or 5 weeks in a row and wait for the opportunity. And you just got to make sure that when the opportunity does arise that you are in good form. And there's so many guys that are playing for the Maggies at the moment that are chomping at the bit, ready to go as well. So it is pretty good to have guys playing well. But yeah, you know, it's sort of, that's one of the beauties of the depth, I guess.
What did go wrong there on Saturday night, you reckon?
Probably just our ball movement side of things. We responded in the contest, I think, from the Essendon game, and that was our big focus, obviously. And, you know, the contested ball side of things and clearances, we played a lot tougher, but we just couldn't get any rhythm with our ball movement, and Geelong sort of locked us down pretty well and made it really hard for us to score. So that was the main issue, and he's going to have to rectify that pretty quickly as well.
Jack, you played some great footy at the club, but you've obviously been in and out a bit lately. Great to be back, but you're 25. I know you've got another year you said on your contract. Do you feel, though, this is a time to really, maybe your crossroads in a way, like you've really got to bed down your spot?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm sort of one of the older ones down there now in a way. But you know, you can't spend too much time worrying about that, or you can just, your footy will look after itself, I guess, when you're playing well. And if you're not playing well enough, well, there's not much you can do about it, really. That's just sort of, it's taken out of your hands. So, but we've got a lot of young guys coming through, and we do have a bit of depth in that key position spot now. But, it's healthy competition, and, you know, obviously you want to keep playing for as long as you can, but yeah, you can't sort of dwell on it too much. But, you know, yeah, you do want to put a strong foot forward, that's for sure.
You seem to have a very positive attitude, so is it just to do that, to take the opportunity? And you did on the weekend, you took some great marks. Is that how you kind of approach
Yeah, I think that's all you can do. I think, like you said, I've still got a year and a half basically, so that's a lot of footy still to go, and a lot of things can happen in footy. So yeah, you know, there's no point dwelling on it too much. Just enjoy it while you can and while you're here.
How was it for you last year? I mean, injuries, form,
yep,
didn't go the way you would have liked, and then you went sort of first pick like you were a couple of years ago when we got to the start of this year. How's that for you?
Yeah, it was frustrating, obviously. It's just, you know, you want to be playing every week, and sort of seeing other blokes play in your spot, you know, it's something you got to deal with. But you have those ebbs and flows in your career. Like you said, a couple of years before that, I was really fortunate, playing well, and then, you know, you have your dips in form, and everyone goes through that in their career. So that was my turn, and just the nature of it a little bit.
Sam, you are such a senior player, very mature. Obviously, it's not much you can do with Sam at the moment other than wait for the AFL, but do you put an arm around him and say, look, mate, you know, should be right, because it's probably tough for him, he's only 20. And
yeah, look, you know, Sam's obviously wants a resolution, and, you know, it's obviously played a bit on his mind, but in the change room, we don't talk about it too much. You know, he's one of our mates, and we try and keep it as normal as possible, and, you know, he goes out and trains really hard, and hopefully there'll be a resolution soon, and he'll be back to playing footy. So, you know, all we can do is just sort of treat him as normal, really.
Has there been a bit of a distraction the last couple of weeks?
Nah, probably, like I said, not for us as a playing group. Obviously for Sam, yes. But no, not in a... We don't, like I said, we don't talk about it too much in the change room, and we just sort of try to focus on what we do and just treat Sam as normal as possible.
It seemed like the ball movement, John did a great job of forcing you guys wide, and you can tend to sort of kick it around the back line a bit and switch it. Do you reckon you need to go more direct?
Speed of ball movement is our main issue. I think, you know, every team wants to move the ball quick and get it to their forwards as quick as possible. And yeah, we were pretty content to sort of, and that's probably a credit to Geelong defended us as well. Didn't really have the opportunity to get it going, but like I said before, that's something that we do have to rectify. You know, we've got a lot of good personnel down in our forward line, and if we can get it to them in one-on-one contest, you know, it goes a long way to winning.
But it even seemed like in the first couple of weeks, like, you know, more prepared to sort of take that inside kick into the corridor, whereas on Saturday you were sort of going back. I think Tommy Jonas had 15 marks or something, which
yeah.
is a lot of mark for a defender. So is that something where you've got to sort of back yourself a bit more?
Yeah, part of it is. And I think part of it does come to the same thing, Geelong, the way they're defended. You know, we don't want to just kick it around in the back line all night. You know, that was just the effect of what they had on us on the night, I guess. Yeah.
Would Jasper help out with that if he came back in?
Jasper's a great player. Yeah, obviously the stuff he's been able to do is awesome. So whenever Jasper's ready, he'll be welcome back with open arms. And Riley's doing a great job as well. Riley Bonner, he sort of plays a similar way to Jasper, and once you get the ball in those guys, sort of those types of hands, it does help a lot.
With Gold Coast, you've got North Melbourne, obviously. Yeah. Ben Brown, cross me over two clubs. Ben Brown, obviously a massive challenge. He always did some great form at the moment.
Yeah.
How do you go about locking him down?
Yeah, we haven't really spoken about it too much yet, but yeah, he's in great form. Had a great year last year, and he started off really well again. Be more of a team effort. You got to limit the ball getting to him, and the quality of ball. You know, he's gonna kick goals on anyone if the midfielders are streaming out and kicking it to him 1-on-1. So, you know, you just got to try and limit the ball up the field, and the quality of it coming inside 50 is probably the main one.
And you got 4 weeks away from home now. Do you have to do anything too differently? I mean, how does it affect your training in the weeks without having to come home and sleep every week?
No, the only thing different will be the China game. Obviously, we're just playing a lot of away games in Australia, and that'll stay the same as you normally do. You know, you fly up on a Friday and come back Saturday night or Sunday, so your training stays pretty similar throughout the week. And then obviously, having done China last year, we've got a bit of a blueprint, I guess, for how to train over there and so forth. So that'll be the only one, but the 4 weeks away, and it's not too big a deal, really. It's only the one or two nights before a game that you spend away.
It's not a thing that you think will affect the players at all?
Nah.
I don't think I've ever seen four play 4 weeks away from home.
I think we get three or four at home, though, at the end of the year in a row, I think, do we?
Yeah.
Come back that way. So that'll be good at the end of the year. But, look, we haven't spoken about it too much. I don't think it'll be an issue.
What about Rocky? Is he, I think he was hoping to be back this week. How's he looking on the track?
Yeah, he's running around fine. Yeah, he's a chance to play tomorrow, actually. So get some game sort of intensity into the body, and good to see him run around as well. But yeah, he's been awesome.
So if he's a chance to play tomorrow, that obviously would rule him out on Saturday.
I actually don't know. Yeah, you'd think so, but yeah, he's just coming back and getting some game stuff through his.
Yes.
Through his body. So if he plays tomorrow, I don't know.
You wouldn't think so.
That he'd play on the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The confusion. You've got this North Melbourne Hawthorn bump incident. The players still a bit confused over what you can and can't do.
Is that the Higgins one? Same thing. We haven't really spoken about it. Ugh. I don't know. These days, I guess whatever you do, if you touch the head, you're in a bit of strife. So I guess you run the risk when you go for a bump. And you can't do too much about it. The rules are in place, and that seems to be the way that they're judging it now. So you just got to deal with that, I think, if that's the case.